Oh, gracious God, we thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for the sacrifice that you have given for us and Heavenly Christ. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. And it's to that end that we gather together this morning to sing praises unto you, to glorify your holiness. We bless you, O Lord. We thank you, O Christ. And we commit all that is done and all that is said here this morning unto your care, and may you find it be pleasing in your sight and honoring unto you, for you and you alone are worthy. And so, Father, we commit this service into your care. Take it, use it, glorify yourself through it and by it and for it, and may you move our hearts in it, and may you open our minds because of it. And may our feet be placed in action through it. And so, Lord, we pray all this in the mighty, in the holy, in the wondrous name of the risen Savior Jesus, our Lord and coming King, we do pray. Amen. If you would please stand and turn in your hymnal or follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing hymn number 524, At Calvary. Friends, I don't know about you, but I can't sing that hymn without smiling. I mean, I'm so happy, and may we all have a smile on our face because of what Christ did for you and for me. And may we go forth, not only during this time of worship and this time of praise, but may we go forth throughout the rest of this week. And I know we've just begun here this morning. I'm not saying we're closing. But what I am saying is may we take this on with us, and may it not just stop right here. Because do we not have so much to be happy for? Amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise God, because Jesus truly has done a wonderful thing for all of us. Let us continue this morning and sing, There is Power in the Blood, number 283. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you, Jesus, that not only have you given us reason to be truly happy and truly to be blessed, that at Calvary you bought and purchased our forgiveness and you redeemed us from being the darkness and you made us children of the light. You made us sons and daughters of God, the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And you said, I am your Father. And so for that, Lord Jesus, we truly are happy. We're happy that there is power in the blood of Christ that was shed at Calvary. There is power in the blood to set us free from all things such as being unforgiving. There is power in that blood to forever transform and change our lives, our minds, our hearts, and our souls, and our eternal destiny and our destiny here on this earth. There is power in that blood, O God, and we bless you for that. We thank you for the precious time that you have given to each one of us to gather here this morning to praise you for all that you have done and all that you are to each one of us. We thank you, O Christ, and we bless you now in the wondrous name, the glorious name, the majestic name, the holy name, the name above all names, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. You may be seated. Before we continue this time of praise and worship, or this time of worship here this morning, junior worship is now dismissed for those in kindergarten through fifth grade. We have a special ministry especially prepared for you this morning. I just want to highlight a couple brief announcements here with you. You will notice with me on the back of your bulletin that we are planning as a church family July 29th through the 31st, and that is 3 days, not two, as what I originally thought it was. My math, I jokingly say that I was absent the day in school when they taught math, so I'm not very good at math. But there's information there. You can see Julie Seif about more information for that trip, and there is an interest sheet in the fellowship hall on the table. And right now, we are just looking for interest as to so we can continue to plan, continue to prepare. And our hope is that this would go out beyond these walls, that it just would not be part of the Trinity family, but it would go beyond Trinity, that if you have friends, if you have neighbors, if you have, you know, coworkers, that you might think that they might be interested in being a part of this trip, invite them. Let them be a part. This is a great way to take these individuals down to see a life-size ark, you know, to the biblical proportions, and that's what they're finishing up down there, friends.
Thursday night I went with Larry and Kim, and we heard Ken Ham, and he showed the different things at that seminar that he was, you know, giving, and it's just absolutely incredible. It's amazing. And so there's going to be all kinds of exhibits inside of the ark. And so if there are people that are struggling with, is this a realistic thing that God called Noah to do? The answer is an emphatic yes. And sometimes to be able to see that and to walk through it, it can answer many of those questions. And then the Creation Museum is 45 minutes away. And so we are planning on taking tours of that. It does not matter, you know, young, old. It does not matter kids. It doesn't matter where you're at in your faith. This is a wonderful opportunity just to go down to, you know, experience, you know, our fellowship one with another, to experience a good time, but also to open up the dialogue with friends, family that might be wanting to know, to be inquiring about these things. And so invite them. We would love to have them be a part of this, you know, trip, this fellowship trip. You can, you know, read about more information there. And friends, graduation is right around the corner. And if you are having an open house or a graduation party for your son or daughter, or, you know, basically you want the church family to be notified of that, please contact Susie at the church office. And we would love to put that in the bulletin so that all individuals are made aware of that. And lastly, VBS, Vacation Bible School. We are short a few volunteers. And if you have not volunteered, or if you are interested in being a part of that, please, there is a sign-up sheet in the fellowship hall. You can talk with me, and Rachel just came in. You can talk with Rachel to gather more information as to what items or what positions, what places we are still in need to fill. And so we would love to have you be a part of this outreach ministry to the community of Gibsonburg. What a wonderful way to get the gospel of Jesus Christ, who at Calvary bought and paid and purchased forgiveness for you and for me so that we could be reconciled to a holy God. What a wonderful way to start these young lives out through a ministry such as Vacation Bible School. And so if you're interested in that, if God is leading your heart to be involved in that, we would say welcome. And please, we would encourage you to be a part of that as well. And along with Vacation Bible School, also Wednesdays at 6 p.m., we are in need of individuals to come out and be a part of making the decorations so that, you know, in a couple weeks when VBS is here, you will see that the sanctuary is pretty much transformed. And if you haven't experienced that, it's quite an experience. And Charlene does a wonderful job of putting the theme of the decorations all together. And we would love to have you be a part of making decorations. Doesn't matter the craftiness of how much you can do, come out, be a part of it. And it's the heart that counts. And so, friends, just want to share with you on the inside, and this is on a personal note. A couple weeks ago, if you were here, you noticed or you experienced that I had announced that I had met someone and we became engaged and things are going very well. Well, Kathy and me, we have committed to a time of prayer and fasting over some of the decisions that we're going to have to make as far as blending two lives together. Over this last week, as we were praying and fasting, I began to be convicted, and I'll share with what I'm being convicted of. You'll notice the prayer and the praises on the inside of your bulletin. And friends, we live in such a unique time in our world, in our country. I mean, you have everything being, you know, called into question at this present time. And we can sit back and we can say, you know, we don't agree with it, and I do not agree with a lot of the things that are taking place. But this is where I got convicted, and I want to challenge all of us.